All right, my friends. So let's think about what we learned this week. I see everybody's got their hand up, which makes me very happy. Who would like to start? What did we learn this week, PM Kindergarten? Let's see. Whit? We did do Project Feeder Watch. We do that every week, and I think it lasts until we go on spring break. So we have like 2 more months, I think, of it left. What did we see this week?
62 more days.
Oh, nice. What did we see this week on Project Feeder Watch?
62 more days.
I forgot. You forgot? Who wants to tell us what? How many birds did we see altogether, first of all? Max.
10.
How many species?
3.
3. Can you tell me the species we saw? Who can tell me one? Joy.
House sparrow.
Good. House sparrow. We see so many, don't we? Charlie, what's another species we saw? Isabella can help you out. What do you think, Isabella?
House sparrow.
We saw house sparrow. Joy just told us that. We saw 2 more species.
Mourning
dove. Good, Charlie. Mourning dove. What else, Marcus? Did you forget what you were going to say? Did you forget? Okay, when you remember, raise your hand. Ava, what was the last bird we saw? Black-capped chickadee, we did. I love black-capped chickadee. We saw 6 house sparrows. We only saw how many black-capped chickadees?
Oh, 2.
No.
3.
No, we saw 3 mourning doves.
And
1 black-capped
chickadee. Can I tell them what happens if, what happens if there's a Cooper's Hawk around and,
absolutely.
So, if there's a Cooper's Hawk, if there's danger around, the black-capped chickadees, do the chickadee sound like this, chickadee-dee-dee. More louder they do it, more danger there is.
Exactly. So they, and who understands their call?
Other black-capped chickadees.
Just black-capped chickadees?
No, other birds too.
Other birds.
All the other birds in the forest can understand it, which is so interesting, isn't it? I just read that in a magazine this week, a magazine from the Cornell Lab. So that was pretty cool. That was a neat fact. All right, who else wants to tell us something they learned this week? Sam.
Math.
What did we learn in math? Oh, I know something that we started talking about. We didn't talk about them too much. But do you remember what these are? What do we call these?
Shapes.
But not just any shapes. What are they?
Speech.
Go ahead, Joy.
3D shapes.
3D shapes. Oh, my goodness, you're right. 3D shapes, what's this one called?
A sphere.
Good.
A circle.
What about this one?
A cube.
You guys are great. What about, let's see, this one?
Sphere.
Cylinder.
Now, what in life would be shaped like a cylinder? What in real life?
A cup.
Mug. What else?
A can.
A can. A mug. Good. What might be
a garbage can?
A garbage can, sure. What might be sphere shaped?
A ball.
What type of ball?
A soccer ball.
What about a football?
Yeah.
No, a football would not. And what about this? What in
a cube
would be shaped like what?
Or a dice.
Dice could be shaped like a cube.
Ice. Right.
Okay, and one more shape we have, which is this one. What is that
one?
A cone.
What is this called?
A cone.
Good job. Now,
ice cream
cones are that shape, right? Where else might we find cones?
Party hat
is a cone. Yes, Whit.
Like a cone.
Whit had his hand up. Joy, I'd love to hear what you have to say, but I want to hear what Whit has to say, too. What else? You don't remember, Joy? What were you going to say?
Like a cone, like those orange cones.
Like where would you see those orange cones? I was just thinking the same thing.
Sometimes when I go with my Lita, I see those cones.
And what do they do usually? We have them sometimes when you come for afternoon kindergarten and they're outside. What do they do? Marcus is raising his hand. What are they for?
They help us.
Those cones on
the
street.
They help us stay in order.
Go ahead, Marcus.
They help traffic.
They're traffic cones, you're right. They help traffic, right. And Luke said they help us stay in order, you're right.
A big fat.
They are. That's, I think, what we were talking about, though, the orange cones. They're usually
orange.
Yeah, but
the triangle cones.
But they're not called triangles.
I mean, they're
what are they called?
Cones.
Now, what's the difference between 3D shapes and 2D shapes?
You could see 2D
shapes are flat shapes.
2D shapes are flat shapes. And what are 3D shapes?
They're wide shapes.
What is 1D shape?
Not just... Well, no, not circles and not 1D and not wide. They're solid. That means you can actually hold them.
What's 1D?
You know, I don't really know. I don't know what 1D is, one dimensional.
Mr. Peter teaches us that.
He did? What did he teach you?
Three dimension.
Well, what is one dimension? Stella said Mr. Peter's
about
talking.
About liquids.
Well, tell us. I would love to hear because I'm not sure. I don't know.
About liquids like water or solids.
Oh, you mean solids and liquids and gas? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like
okay.
Gas.
Is that about 1D shapes, though, one-dimensional?
No.
I don't know.
It's like a side. You could see other sides.
Oh. Interesting. Really, because I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, because you guys are pretty smart. Okay, Charlie has his hand up, and then Marcus, because I see Marcus has some stuff to say. Okay, next time, if you raise your hand, that gives me a sign that you have something you really want to say. Marcus was raising his hand. Go ahead, Marcus. You can say whichever you would like. What would you like to say? Well, say it out loud so we can hear you. Ice cream cones are shaped like a cone. You're right. Luke.
We're practicing for a concert.
Oh, you're practicing for your concert. So what kind of concert is it going to be? Valentine's concert, you're right. It's going to be awesome. So I cannot wait. Well, it says we have about a little less than 3 minutes. And not enough for a song today. I'm so sorry. Yes, Hannah. I wish we did. We have time at the end.
We could do the
concert, we are so busy.
On the day of the concert, we are so busy because it's going to be a lot of kids here, aren't there?
The parents are coming
and then
we're
in the morning
Oreos.
Too.
And
oh wait, I see Quinn has his hand up. So
well,
let's
whatever
hear
cookie.
Let's hear Quinn O'Ryan.
And word wall words.
And our word wall words. Oh, so we did learn some word wall words. So tell us some of our word wall words.
Many how where
wait,
is
so. Luke, buddy. I love how you know them. But Quinn raised his hand and I called on Quinn.
Many
he was going to tell us.
How so is
on your clothes right now.
Mm-hmm, but
put them on.
Sound it out, Quinn.
Mm. What sound does WH make?
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Wheel.
Like wet.
It is like wet, WH, you're right. It's not wheel, it's what is it, friends?
Where?
Good job, where? Very good. How good job, though, Quinn.
Like
that was very good. Yeah. You know, I do want to ask you a couple things. Do you mind if I ask you?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's think about, this week we were talking a lot about what kinds of things scientists study. Are you okay? What kind of things scientists study? What did we learned about one really famous scientist. Do you remember who it was?
George Washington.
Not George Washington.
It was
Abraham Lincoln.
He shares something in common with,
Benjamin Franklin.
Very good, Orion. I was going to say he shares something with George Washington because they were both what?
Presidents.
They probably weren't friends. They lived at very different times. Presidents. So what is something that Benjamin Franklin invented? He was an inventor, too.
Swim.
Oh, wait. All right. I love how you want to tell me, but I see a lot of people with hands up. Ava, what did he invent? He invented a lot of things. Can you tell us one thing? Say it out loud. I can't hear you. Swim fins, flippers, you said, right? You're right, he did, and he invented them when he was just a kid. Who has something else he invented? Madeline.
He invented glasses.
Just what kind of glasses, though? Not regular glasses. They're glasses that help you see two
far
different...
See far and see close.
You're right, Javon. See far and see close, and they're called... Does anyone remember what they're called?
No.
Well, they're called bifocals. Oh, and friends, you know what? It's time to go.
Alexa,
bye.
So let's say goodbye. Yes, you may. All right, bye, friends. Thank you so much. See you next week for Valentine's Day.
Bye, everybody.